Blog Talk Radio.
You guys know what time it is. It's 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and that means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady, and I have my co-host, the handsome James Acevedo. What's going on?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
We got Tory Lane calling in tonight.
Nice.
I'm going to have some.
Yeah, you got to bring up, because you remember what you said last week, that she had some homework she had to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that for you two. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to step on that. That's between you and her. I'm dying to hear this.
You know, I got to.
You got some good shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's another Tuesday. It just seemed like we did a show.
I know. It just seems like we've been on the air a lot. Maybe I've been on the air a lot. I mean.
especially you lately. And by the way, you know, you could always call to V's After Dark, where everyone comes and calls, at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. As you can tell, we have no topic. That's why we're bullshitting like this right now. But hey. We you know how we could talk away out of a paper bag, so anything could come up until Miss Tory Lane comes.
Michael Sands has been the topic of conversation lately. I'm about sick of his ass.
Who's that?
The gay guy who got drafted to the NFL. Did I say his name wrong? Michael Sands.
Oh, what's his name? Damn, I just remember his name too.
Sands.
Moore? Is it Moore?
No, Sands.
Who?
Michael Sams or Michael
Sands? Yeah,
Sam?
Yes, that Michael. Yeah, you're right. Now, what is this with Tony Dungy? See, I'm sorry.
Okay, but Tony Dungy said,
I don't care for him.
Which,
I'm sorry.
But you know what? His comment, you know what? You might not care for him.
I never did, because he's one of those type of guys that like to push his religion down people's throats, seem like.
Okay, but this ain't got nothing to do with religion.
Nah, well.
The reason, no, but he said that what was asked of him. Remember, he's a former coach, so he's not in the NFL anymore, but he said he would not have drafted him. And his reason being was it was too much media attention. And you have to agree with him. I mean, who fucking signs a reality TV deal when they're trying to get into the NFL?
I thought I heard that they got rid of that shit.
They got rid of it, but the whole thing, he signed the deal before he went into the NFL.
Yeah,
and
that's not cool.
It was squashed afterwards when all the negative publicity came out about it. But the fact that if you want to be a reality TV star, you go do that. I agree with Tony Dungy. You know, I'm not a big fan of his either. But at that point, you know, it's not like he is the most talented player out there. You still got to earn your way onto the team. So, you know, you jumped the gun and you're forcing us to accept that you're gay. You know, big deal, you're gay. Okay, you know, men been fucking for years, you know. I'm sorry, you know, it ain't like all of a sudden this just happened. Men been fucking men for years and women been fucking women for years.
Yeah, it goes back to Greek times, even before that.
So, you know, for anybody who says I'm gay bashing, I'm not gay bashing. The man can do what he wants, but I have to agree with Tony Dungy. I mean, when you have that much, you know, with that amount of publicity going on and you making this a issue that should be a non-issue. Your skills should be the issue. That's what's on the line.
Yes. Well, see, this is what the problem lied either way during the draft. Is like, well, he almost wasn't drafted. And, of course, you know what would have happened if he wasn't drafted. Well, that's because he was gay.
You know,
meanwhile, I heard in the combine he wasn't that good.
He's not. He's an average player, you know.
That's what I heard. You know, not that I'm a combine type of guy. I don't watch that shit. I think sometimes are a little overblown, but it does give you some sort of sense of how talented they are, at least a little bit. It's different than when you actually play a football game, obviously, but it does give you a little bit of insight. Like the four five whatever that shit is that he run, he didn't even run good with that. You know, he's supposed to do it in a certain time, like within 4 seconds, and he took more than that. And for his size, for what I heard, because he's I know he's defensive end or something like that. For his size, he's actually small for a defensive end or something like that. So we'll see. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean he can't play, but
it doesn't
mean
he can't play. But it should be based truly on talent. And I mean,
of course.
Again, he only got drafted. He hasn't signed a contract.
He hasn't signed a contract yet. Oh,
remember the draft?
Who drafted him?
I forget.
Me either.
I forget. But the whole thing. But we have to remember, he got drafted. He is not
really
on anybody's roster yet. You know, he's on the roster, you know, it's rookie camp and all that. But remember, they haven't done the cuts yet. Just because you get drafted don't mean that you got a contract, baby.
Nope, exactly. That's right. A lot of people don't realize that. They think that you get drafted that you're already signed. Nope. You have to get a contract done. So there's times that people got drafted and they don't get signed, and they either get released or someone else picks them up, or they go to the second team of the team that was drafted them. In other words, they're just a practice.
Yeah.
You know? Like, a lot of people don't realize that.
You know, so, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just not, you know, I'm not going to, you know, my comment is he should have waited until he made a fucking, you know, if you're going to do a reality show, because right now, you know, HBO, I think it's HBO who's doing, is it the Falcons or the Giants they're following this year?
No, it's not the Giants. The Giants, I forgot who's doing it, but
they're following the Falcons this year. But, you know,
yeah,
they do the whole thing. Now, that's a different type of reality show because
that's the
entire team. It's not focusing on a person.
Oh, one person. Exactly.
It's focusing on the team and their role to the NFL. And I think they only do preseason, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's just
you know,
training camp. They don't do, never during the season. It's always training camp. It's during training camp right now. So as far as,
because I
want to
say it's called Hard Knocks.
Yes,
you know?
Very good. See? You're good. I'm telling you, you know your shit. You know your shit. Even when you guess, you know your shit. See? Everybody could kiss our ass and say you don't know shit. Listen, so I know that today, I think it was today or yesterday, started my Giants camp. I don't know when your Lions start camp. I know it's very soon, the next couple of days. It has to be by next week at least or something. Or
yeah,
the end of
I think they've already started because we were down there. We were having lunch today for anybody who gives a fuck what I was doing today. I decided not to tweet this morning because I was a little
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, you were right.
I was a little drunk.
Oh, so you accomplished
I went to sleep afterwards. I mean, but I just didn't. You know what? I got up. I got to the computer. I was going to tweet, and I'm like, you know what? If I fucking don't have a good damn morning, fuck it. I went back to bed. Not to say fuck you guys. It was just like,
Wait a minute. Only James retweets it anyway. Fuck it. I'll just drink my ass.
You're not the only one who retweets, but
I know. I know. I'm just messing around.
Like, I'm not fucking tweeting this morning. I mean, I literally got up to, I walked up to the computer and shit. I think the bitch was taking too long. I was like, fuck you, bitch. I'm laying back now. Fuck. I'm like, fuck. Anybody who talked to me last night knew I was fucking lit as hell. For those of y'all who don't understand, since I worked during my birthday and I've been working so much, I really haven't had a break. Yesterday was like my first real break per se. And I celebrate it, and I don't drink and drive. So for anybody who says, Miss V, no, I don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
I always celebrate at home. And for anybody who says, oh, that's so sad, it's sad if you're fucking miserable. But when you could talk to people on the phone and bullshit, and remember what you said, you know, because it's not like I had an actual business conversation for 2 hours last night. Shit. I got some shit accomplished being a drunk bitch.
Not bad, huh?
You know what? But I won't say I was drunk. I think I was just enjoying myself.
Yeah,
I think
you just
there's a difference.
Of course,
I think that when you're drunk and you're like cussing out people, then that's mean. But I think when you're being lighthearted and you're just like, fuck it, yeah, I'm drinking. Don't pay attention to shit I'm saying. Yeah, I'm drinking.
Yeah, so I mean, how ironic is it that, you know, this is I've been on the show with you for at least about 3 months, and the first game of Monday Night Football is the Giants and the Lions, our teams, facing each other.
Oh, God, that's going to be interesting. I was going to go see the Tigers play next weekend. One of our friends told me they were shitty tickets. And no, they told me they were shitty seats, but
were in the bleachers or something?
They were in the mezzanine, but what it is that for everybody
well,
who knows me, well, for anybody who knows that I graduated from Eastern Michigan University, I am a true, you know, how some people say, yeah, that's my team. I tell them, no, I really did. I did graduate from college. So I always get my alumni newsletters and stuff. And there's like, I mean, we get a chance to go see the opera for like $10 and stuff. I mean, so they're always sending stuff. And I guess because if anybody's ever watched a Tigers game when they'll show the banner say Eastern Michigan University and True EMU, it's not EMU, it's True EMU, and that's how they say it, True EMU.
True EMU.
True
okay.
EMU. Well, think that EMU sounds so crappy, but you say True EMU.
And what's the nickname of the team?
We're the Eagles. I hate
our the Eagles. Okay. Okay.
But because we used to be the Hurons, but the damn fucking the Huron Indians weren't even offended. It was these other motherfuckers who made us change our name.
Not this again. No, don't bring this up again, please. This is let me bring this up. You know what? I thank you for bringing this up because I forgot to bring this up on my own show. You know, Fox is saying, you know, the guys who run like the Fox Sports, right? They're allowing their broadcasters, you know, like the post-game, pre-game, which I don't really watch anyway because it's fucking annoying, to say what they want about how they want to pronounce the Washington team. So in other words, they could say Washington Redskins or they could say Washington, depending if they're offended. Now listen, we're going to find out who's really anal.
First of all, the only anal thing about this is that their trademark was not re-granted. They were not made to change the name of the team. They said they're not changing the name of the team.
Yeah, I know, but
and this came from the United States government, and
yeah,
you know the patent office, whoever it is. I'm like, first of all, who the fuck are they to say what's right and what's wrong?
Exactly.
Now,
thank you.
If, first of all, you're saying Redskins. I mean,
ooh, that's so offensive.
You know what? If that's the case, call them motherfucking rednecks. Come on, let's get it real.
Thank you. How about yeah,
you know,
right.
Or fucking skinheads, you know, or what's the – damn. And that's it. I cannot think of the derogatory term.
But let me ask you something.
Well, for Hispanics. What is it? They say wetbacks. You know –
yeah, well, that's
– that's
a little different. But that's a little different.
But what I'm saying is that you're going to sit here and – when it comes down to freedom of speech, this is where we have a problem. You know, I'm a big person who believes in freedom of speech and – that amendment that goes with it. Yes, I'm still a little lit from last night, so I can't remember the amendment. I don't claim to know the Constitution, okay? For me to have a degree in public law, I do not claim to know the Constitution. I do not.
I know number one is freedom of speech. Number two is the right to bear arms. I know plead the fifth means I have the right to shut the fuck up.
Yep. We all plead the fucking fifth.
Now, all the other ones, 3, 4, and thereafter, 5, I have no idea.
But the whole thing is that, you know, I really, you know, just my thing is because when I started college, you know, we won't say how long it took me to fucking graduate, but when I initially started, when I graduated from high school, they were the Hurons, you know, and for anybody who knows about Eastern Michigan alumni are some loyal-ass motherfuckers because up until 2000-something, the Eastern Michigan president didn't have a house. Now, other universities, the president of the university has a home. They built this fabulous-ass fucking damn mansion for the president of EMU. First of
really?
All, I'm so damn jealous. I don't know where the money came from, but, I mean, there's been so many changes. So Eastern Michigan, even though people don't take them serious, I mean, they are the best fucking education school in the country and one of the best nursing programs. I mean, when you talk about teachers from around the country going to schools, that's where they go. For those y'all who say, my teacher, fuck no, bitch, I will kill your child. Because they talk back to me, I'm going to beat their ass. I believe in corporal punishment.
Me too.
You know, I'm a firm believer in corporal punishment. Don't touch my child. Keep your bitch-ass child at home then. Because bitch will beat they. You know what? I'm not letting my own damn children talk back to me, and I'd be fucking damn sure I'm not letting yours talk back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bitch to my children, and I definitely won't be one of yours. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I'm not a teacher. I cannot be a teacher. Because
neither.
I will fuck your child up. Okay? I will be in a prison cell because I will fuck your child up. If I were going to teach, I would teach on the college level, and I have considered going to teach. Because with a bachelor's, well, college students are different. You know, you can tell them to kiss your ass. Who's going to get offended?
That's true.
They're going to say they pay my damn, you know, they could say they pay my salary, and I could tell them fucking get a damn degree. I got one. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I got mine. Get yours.
You know, you start talking shit to somebody who already got their degree. It's a whole lot different. Okay, pick fucking another school to go to. Next. But, you know,
exactly.
You can't say that to children. You got to kind of nourish them and encourage them, and I don't have that type of patience.
Yeah, me either.
I don't like my own damn kids. I know I ain't going to like you. Shit.
Ask
my children. They'll tell you. They will tell you.
Yeah. Mama V don't play.
Mom don't like us. She love the hell out of us, but she don't like us when it comes down to certain things.
Now, back to this Redskin thing. The thing is, why it seems that they're only picking out the Redskins. How come there's no uproar about Chiefs or Cleveland Indians or Florida Seminoles or,
oh,
you know?
Get on them. You know what? I think they did the Well, they're paying. The only reason why they're getting on them is because, and I think this is public knowledge. I think it's out there because I think you could go on a website and find out when, like, these different trademarks and stuff are ready to expire. And I think what it is that theirs was not renewed this year, and that's why they came up. I think as other teams come up for renewal, they will also get hit with it. But I got a question. Speaking of football teams and stuff, what the hell is a Brown?
Yeah, but I don't – I mean, now you're getting a really crazy if someone would think like that. When I think of Brown –
I want to know what is a Brown because I'm not talking about brown skin. I'm not trying to be sarcastic or anything. Everybody got teams, you know, but I know what a Falcon is. I know what a Hawk is. I know what an Indian is.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't even know what the fuck a Steeler is.
Well, I can tell you that. You don't know what a Steeler is?
No, I don't.
But you know that most of the U.S. steel is manufactured in Pittsburgh.
It used to be.
Well, you know what I'm saying, at the time, go with me on this. Oh, come on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they did this. That the actual symbol of the Steelers is actually used with the manufacturing of the steel, you know, that they make. The pillars, you know, all the things and stuff. Okay, now the Browns, it was named after the coach Paul Brown, who was originally from Cincinnati, but then they had a falling out, and when the Bengals came up as the expansion team, he went with them, and now the stadium is now named Paul Brown Stadium because of that. Because I was wondering, wait a minute, why is this name Bengals Stadium named Paul Brown when he's known as the Browns head coach 100 billion years ago? But that's why. There was a falling out between him and the organization of the Browns, so he went back to his hometown in Cincinnati where the Bengals started playing in the NFL, and he rolled with them. I don't know if he was the head coach with them or he ended up, like, owning them, or partial owner, but they named the stadium after him. If you look it up, the Cincinnati Bengals Stadium, I think it's called Paul Brown Stadium or something like that.
Okay.
So the Browns is because of him. You know, the dog pound, I don't know why they came up with that, but it's a cool thing. I like the dog pound.
I like the dog pound. You know what? I wish we had something like that here with the Lions.
The Lions Den?
No, you know what? Our mascot is so cute, you know. Our mascot, I mean, what they have on their helmets is one thing, but Rory, he is just so cute. You know, he's not fierce at all.
That's the problem. It should be. It's football. It should be look scary.
But you know what? All of our mascots, I mean,
they look kind of children-friendly.
Well, Pistons don't have a mascot. Oh, yes, they do. He's a horse.
Who's that?
The Pistons, they have a mascot. It's a horse. But
yeah, you remember that one year they went to those ugly uniforms?
He was, oh my
ugh.
God, don't that oh
yeah.
Lord.
Looked like an
ooh,
ugly chest
damn.
Set. Yeah.
That was horrible.
Oh my God, that sucked. And the court too.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, deuce chills. Deuce chills.
Somebody needs to kill them for that. You know, and I think that's when they went downhill, them fucking ass ugly ass uniforms. Oh Lord.
At least they went back to the old school though. At least
yeah.
they went back to it. Yeah, and the court too.
Mm-hmm. But
you know, that
understands no,
better.
Rory, there's actually, I don't know if it's still out there, but when I did my very first marathon, they're holding a pit, the mascots, you know, which I can say this is kind of cool. They tell you how much my children love me. I don't like them all the time, but how much they love me. They, there was
you.
A picture. They, yeah, it's always about me. But the Paws, which is the Tigers mascot, and Rory, which is the Lions. Scott, and I want to say the Pistons mascot was there, too. They all held the sign up and said, go mommy on it. And it was for me. I,
really?
You know, yeah. They took a picture of them holding the sign up for me.
Oh, and where was this at?
When I ran the Detroit Free Press Marathon in 2011.
Oh, so all those mascots happened to be there?
Yeah, they're always at the they're always at the marathons. They,
interesting. That's interesting shit.
You know, the one thing I could say, you know, people talk about Detroit, but shit, we do a lot of shit here that you motherfuckers don't know. We run some marathons now. Shit. I don't run.
Yeah,
no.
I think it gets a real, real, real bad rap. I think Cleveland and Detroit get the worst raps, I think, of any city. They make
okay.
it seem like it's fucking, like, it's always dreary and fucking depressing.
First of all, I grew up in Cleveland, and I ain't going to lie. Anybody who says shit about Cleveland, and as a native person of Cleveland, and I still go there, for anybody who doesn't know about Cleveland, where the Drew Carey Show did their filming, that
yeah.
area used to be the gang-infested area.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
And when I say gang-infested, it was the flats, and you just didn't go down there. Mm. And when I say that it was straight up horrible, it was one of those areas that you just didn't go to, and that area is the flat that has really been built up. That's why when Drew Carey did his show, they was like yelling Cleveland and everything, because they really built it up. When I say they built it up, hell, my aunt took me to a comedy club down there, and I was like, do I have to hold my purse? You know? Now, let's get something clear. The west side of Cleveland ain't no joke. You know,
gotcha.
I tell everybody the west side of Cleveland, you know, I'm still, bitch, is kind of leery about being on the west side. I ain't gonna put you up, you know. There's some parts of the west side where I'd be like, and it's just like, it's just like the east side of Detroit. I tell everybody, I live in Detroit, but people joke with me who know me. You could ask me to go anywhere in the suburbs, but I don't know how to, when it comes down to the east side of Detroit, I don't know shit. I try not to.
wasn't Tiger Stadium near the east side of Detroit?
No.
Tiger Stadium
has never No.
Okay.
The old stadium is in southwest Detroit, which is our Hispanic area. And
okay.
it's in Corktown, and Corktown is more of our Irish area. So
okay.
for anybody who wants some Detroit history, when you hear them say the old Tiger Stadium and you hear them talking about Corktown, Corktown is still a predominantly Irish area. That's where Irish settlers came, and that's why when we went for St. Patrick's Day, we run in Corktown.
Mm.
And that's where the old Tiger Stadium, you know, the stadium is gone, but the field is still there, and they're still playing games on it. It still has the historic significance to it. But no, ain't shit on the east side of Detroit other than trouble. Okay.
Why did it take so long for it to tear it down? Because the last year was like in 99. And it took years.
There's still a fight going on. They got the structure down, but there is one thing I can say about the historians here in Michigan. I ain't going to say Detroit here in Michigan. These motherfuckers are hardcore. And the historians, when they go for that historical marking on a building, there's
yeah.
a process. And because of Tiger Stadium being one of the original stadiums,
yeah.
that was built, you know, they were really going for the historic setting. And, I mean, the stadium was never an eyesore.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they moved, it was never an eyesore. I mean, parking was hell. But parking is hell regardless of any city you go to for a sporting event. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's always been called the corner. Even now it's still called the corner. It's in a very historical part of the city. And it's just that the historians wanted that to, they did not want it destroyed. You know, they wanted something left. They tried keeping a wall up for a while.
Yeah.
They had done so much demolition. Now the field is there. The field is still there. That is the
I
one
see
thing
that.
They managed to maintain was to
yeah.
keep the diamond. But it took so long because of the historians, and they were trying to come up with different money and different things. I mean, we
yeah.
just had a fight. They just had a whole thing with the Rosie the Riveter plant here. I mean, not the plant. Yeah, the,
mm-hmm.
one of the old auto plants, they just did the same thing, too.
Wow.
So the historians here in Michigan, we got some diehard historians, okay? I'm not one of them, you know, and I'm not saying that historic things shouldn't be preserved. I'm just not one of those people. I'm not, I just don't have that amount of energy. I got other things to fight for. But I appreciate them because they do keep a lot of history around.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they were gone and get that damn train station tore down. No, but we have a train station.
This is another story,
We have a train station that needs to go, and, you know, it won't disappear.
Yeah.
But that's why it took so long for it to go. But, no, the old Tiger Stadium is in a very – it's in southwest Detroit, which is the actual part of southwest Detroit that it's in. It's called Corktown, which is the Irish part of Detroit. That's where, for St. Paddy's Day, you can rest assured – All the green beer, all you can see right down there. They even have a parade. I mean,
you know,
we have a lot of parades here.
Yeah, why is that?
We're having parades.
Actually, like New York's the same thing too. They have a parade for every fucking thing.
I mean, we got gay pride, which don't.
Yep.
I'm not bashing. I'm just saying
we got
gay pride.
The parades.
We got gay pride. I think it's at the in June. Then we have. The Cinco de Mayo, we always have that.
Okay.
We have the Irish parade. We have our regular Thanksgiving Day. We have our regular Thanksgiving Day parade.
You have Columbus Day too.
We have You know what? We have a Veterans Day parade. We
mm-hmm.
have Labor Day parade.
Okay. Yeah.
I
me
don't
too.
Know if we have Columbus Day parade. I'm not gonna lie on that. I'm not quite sure, but we have our parades. We have Memorial Day.
Yeah,
4th
yeah.
of July, you know, I put it like this. We have so many damn parades, you know, and it depends on where you go. Even if Detroit don't have a parade, somebody's having a parade because on the 4th of July there was a parade and we got there right at the end of it. I was like, oh, good God, we got here because I had to go shopping there. I had to go do some shopping and it happened to be in the city where the damn parade was and my daughter was like, anyway, I was like, oh, hell no. And I was like, oh, good, the parade's over. So
you're lucky. You is lucky. I wish the old Yankee Stadium would have stayed up as long as the Tiger Stadium was, even though it was a refurbished stadium when they refurbished it in the mid-70s. But, you know, that's a historical place because it was the same field. Even though they refurbished it in the 70s, it's still the same field of all that history. And, you know, it was sad. I remember walking around it. I actually took a piece of the stadium, you know, as a memoir and where no one was looking because there were people doing that anyway. You know, before it was still like another full year before they tore it down anyway. It was the first year when the New Yankee Stadium opened in 2009. And, you know, it's sad because, you know, it's like, you know, this is history. There's a lot of history in this building.
I'm being dogged out about not getting tickets to that Tigers game because they were actually going to play they're playing the White Sox. Ain't no was. They're playing the White Sox next week. But the tickets were – part of the ticket money was going to charity. And like I said, you know, I guess the beauty of being alumni to one of the universities here,
okay.
you know, is that I'll tell you one thing. If anybody who ain't never been to college, I don't know about colleges in other states, but shit, I could tell you, I reap the benefits. I mean, I'm getting ready to become a season ticket holder for Eastern Michigan football. I am a true, anybody doesn't know, me and my daughter, you know, we're sports fans. So, you know, I'm considering if I'm going to get season tickets because I do support my my alma mater. And I always have people say, why are you going to that game? That's where I graduated from. What the fuck, why not go? So it's kind of funny. You know, I always get that, why are you supporting them? I didn't go to Michigan State. I didn't go to U of M. I didn't go to these other schools. I went to fucking Eastern. Hell yeah, I'm supporting them. It's been a while since we made the Sweet 16, but yes, bitch supports our damn team, okay? You know.
But I like how they act like that. Like that's the only two colleges in all Michigan and shit, you know?
I know. I'll be like, what the fuck?
I know it's big time colleges. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the only college.
And I don't knock them. I just didn't go to them, you know? First of all, bitch is poor. Bitch can't afford Michigan State and U of M, okay?
Oh, no. I don't know. You crazy?
I could barely afford fucking Eastern. I mean, and going there was when you said you went to Eastern. I mean, oh, you go to Eastern? Yep. Somebody has to, you know, people look at you because the state colleges here are not cheap. I mean, you've got to realize we have three nationally known state colleges that are, when we call them state colleges, they're ran, you know, they're known predominantly for that. Wayne State University, which has been around forever. You have a lot of graduates of Wayne State University, which sits in the only public university that sits in the city of Detroit. They just got dorms about 3 or 4 years ago.
Damn, why so long it took to do that?
You know what? Because it's always been considered a commuter college, or people from out the country come and they've had so much housing around it.
Okay.
They had to have dorms. It just wasn't feasible at the time, you know, because it's been considered a commuter college forever. But we have one of the best medical schools in the country right there. I mean, that medical school feeds into our medical center, which houses like seven different hospitals. So, and the VA hospital. So the VA hospital sits in our medical center along with the, what we call them, the city hospitals, which is the women's, we have a women's hospital called Hustle. We have Children's Hospital of Michigan that sits in Detroit. We have Harper Hospital. We have Receiving, which is the public hospital. For anybody who don't know what a public hospital is, every single city has to have a hospital that, if you don't have insurance, that you could go to where they don't try to kill you.
Most hospitals do try to kill you, even if you have coverage.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, every single major city has to have it.
Yeah.
And for us, it's Detroit Receiving. I don't go to Detroit Receiving, but so we have our four major hospitals, and we have the Carmanos Cancer Institute here. So we have our cancer hospital. We have so much. And then we have the Detroit Veterans Administration Hospital, which covers 10 square city blocks. It's one of the biggest VAs in the country.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I remember when it was built. I used to work for the VA, and that bitch was scary when it was being built. But
really?
Well, when you look at the size of it and you consider that we're talking a hospital, a veterans hospital that has two major wings.
Wow, okay.
That I think each wing is 7 or 8 stories high. For anybody who's listening to me, don't quote me on that because I can't remember. But, I mean, you're talking about it is a city within itself. So
wow.
Our VA hospital, I mean, when you go there as a veteran, I don't know how many other cities has it, but the Detroit Veterans Administration Credit Union, which is I'm a member of, is a very exclusive credit union, unlike some of these other credit unions.
Yeah.
You know, we only have like 900 members. You either got to work at the VA or be a veteran. That's how
it
goes.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, not these other credit unions that say we're a credit union and all you got to do is live 5 blocks from it and join. You know, very exclusive. But then you have the restaurants that are in there, you know, that serve not only food to the patients but to the staff. And then you have the canteen. For anybody who don't know what the canteen is, it's the equivalent to the PX for military people, but we don't pay sales tax there. You know, as in with any VA hospital, you never pay sales tax at the canteen. So it's a lot going on up in there. They got like a coffee shop. They got like an indoor waterfall. They got the live foliage and everything. They got the women's center up in there. Oh, it's a lot. It's got a dental clinic.
Damn.
Eye clinic. That bitch is off the chain. I remember when it was built, and the VA hospital in Ann Arbor is similar, but the VA hospital in Ann Arbor has the GREC. For anybody who, I'm going to give y'all education, I used to work there too. It's the Geriatric Research Educational Center. And it's actually a nursing home for veterans.
Wow.
And that's the only one that I know of. It's a whole wing where veterans have their own part of the hospital where they don't ever have to leave. I mean, and that's when I gained respect for my brothers and sisters who served, because I actually worked there, and to see the men and the women who had served way before I had ever served there and be so nice. I mean, I met some of the nicest people. I'm sure some of them have passed away because it's been over 20 years since I've worked there. But I was young and slender then, and I was running late for work one day, and one of the gentlemen grabbed me, and he said something about they didn't do his eggs right. No, he just grabbed me by my arm because he knew I worked there, and I literally had to stop what I was doing because you never, you know, patients are always first, and he told me they did some of his breathwork, and I had seen him around, and I've always been like a secretary, so, you know, I had this like secretary type job, but he saw me, and I went back to the kitchen. I was like, y'all didn't do his food right, and they was like, we'll do it, and, you know, just to see the staff care.
Okay.
And we took our time, and, you know, then I had one patient with a colostomy bag tell me what he could do to me. That didn't quite turn me on. But to be able to talk to them and being a veteran, I appreciated them. You know, so I told everybody, I got a soft spot for my brothers and sisters who served. You know, I don't care how old they are or how young they are. I have a soft spot when I go up in there, so.
I mean,
we're waiting on Tory Lane to call. You know, I'm going to kick some butt in a minute.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, looking at the time, she's a little running late.
Really late. But we can, in the meantime, you know, for those of y'all who don't know, Tory Lane, I think there's pictures of me out there of me with her out there a lot. Lord, you would think I'm drunk tonight. I'm just tired. And I won't say why I'm down in the dumps this week.
Yeah.
We won't discuss that. But, and for those
of you. Nothing to do with me. I'm still on the show, so it's not because I'm going somewhere.
No, and, you know, it's just some things going on. You know, I'm trying to be perky.
Yeah.
You know, but as they say, it's in God's hands. But, best way to put it. That's the only way I can put it. You know, I ain't going to try to. Only way I put it, that's in God's hands. But, you know, I know we. Sometimes, you know, our times get kind of confused also. We know that. Because I noticed a tweet earlier about somebody putting out there 8 o'clock. person I'm talking to. 8 p.m. You was tweeting earlier.
Who?
You.
What the hell did I do?
You tweeted earlier that we were on at 8 p.m.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Let me see something.
Yeah, go look at your tweets.
I got to look at my tweets. I put 8 p.m.? Well, it didn't matter anyway because I put a half hour to the show, so it don't matter.
No, but you did 8 p.m. early. I was like, what the fuck?
And you didn't say nothing to me?
We was too busy. I'm talking about other shit.
Yeah. Let me see this. La da dee 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 dee.
Watch, I bet you deleted them afterwards. You may have called them.
No, I didn't realize that you just said that, to be honest with you. Let me see. La da dee 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 dee. Dee dee dee. Well, it's going to take me a while. Let me see. Okay, Miss Vita Twin. Okay, that's yours. Okay. I'll find mine. I found mine, but I don't see the one that you said that I messed up. And I swear I didn't delete it.
Because now I don't see it. And I know that you...
I swear to God, I didn't do that.
I saw it. Because I looked, I was like, what the fuck?
I swear to you, I didn't touch it. I swear to God. I swear my family's life. I swear to you, I didn't touch it.
But
I had no idea until you said it. I swear to God. I was like, I did? Nothing. But anyway. The main thing is, your boy... put it out there, you know, a half hour to the show, da-da-da-da, so, and it was way after 8 o'clock, so, you know, people get the hint. For 5 minutes to the show time, da-da-da-da, so, yeah.
Where you at? That made me have to, because I saw the damn 8 o'clock, let's see, at 8 p.m. Eastern time, oh, you
How
did
long
this
ago?
At 5, At 5:34 p.m. you did that.
5:34 p.m. Okay, so right now it's 9:39. So 4 hours ago. All right, let me see. Four hours ago. This is fascinating radio, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, four hours ago. Yeah, I swear to you, I don't see this. And I'm looking at my timeline.
I got it on my phone. I know.
Retweet it. Retweet it to me. Retweet that shit right now.
Retweet this shit from my phone. I saw that shit. I was like, what the hell?
I like how you tell me way after the fact. Like, yeah, you know, we're like 40 minutes.
You know what it is on the timeline. It's on the timeline 4 hours ago.
I'm looking. I swear to God, I don't see it.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm looking at it on my Twitter timeline right now.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just saying I can't find it.
No, but I'm going to retweet this shit just so you'll see what the hell you tweeted.
That's what I'm saying. Retweet it. So I've been saying.
I just retweeted it.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, you're right. Man, what a dumbass. But then I made up for it because I did put like half hour to this. You know, it wasn't like I did that and then there was no tweet until showtime. You know what I mean?
No, but I think when you saw that I started putting out there 9 p.m., I was like, what the hell? I was like, he must have this confused. And then I was like, he can't have it confused with Thursday because on Thursday we started at 8:30.
So yeah, I know. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I fucked up. But
Tory Lane, for you guys who ain't never seen her, she's sexy.
I got some more for her rush yet.
She might be scared. You know, I did give her homework to do. I know y'all said, you give your guests homework? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, shit, sometimes you give your co-hosts homework, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to listen to that worst host you ever had. I got to really find that shit now.
That was a bad show.
Hmm. That was 2 hours, right?
It was 2 hours, and Lord, if I've never wanted to bitch slap somebody through the phone like I did that night.
Wow.
And like I said, I won't get rid of it for the simple fact that it was just a horrible show.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. It wasn't your fault.
Oh, Lord.
You know? It's like trying to pull teeth sometimes, you know, with certain guests that you gotta like. I've been lucky, though. I don't really get it too much like that. Most of the people I get are pretty good, you know, as far as for my own show, you know.
I think we might have to reschedule our guest tonight.
Oh, no. Don't say that. What, is a time limit? It's only 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe she forgot. Oh, I see. Did you just tweet something?
No, it looked like Greg just retweeted something.
Oh, Greg just said that. He said I was drinking or some shit. Yeah. Greg is saying, let's see, here it comes. Did you drink 4 hours ago?
James,
did you drink 4 hours ago, James? No.
That wasn't me. That was...
All right, I ain't gonna lie. Let me pull the curtains for you people out there. I do drink during the show. I drink a beer, but I don't get fucking ridiculous, okay? I'm going to, you know, let you all know, but I just enjoy my beverage. I enjoy my adult beverage, and I have fun. Now, does anybody think out there because I drink this alcohol is the reason the way I act? No, that's not the reason.
You know what? I didn't think that. That's the whole thing. I never thought that. I just figured that your ass didn't know what time it was.
I screwed up. Hey, I deserve to,
You know what? Is it hot there? I know you was like, why the fuck she has that? Is it hot there?
You know why I know you asked? You want me, you hear a fan, don't you?
No, I don't, but
oh,
I
good.
Can tell you, it's hot as hell here, and the crazies came out today.
Oh, no. What now? When you don't tell me.
I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
I was out with my daughter. You know what? We got time. Shit. I was out with my daughter, and we have here a grocery store called Myers. And they're like the equivalent to Walmart, but on the local level. I like them better than Walmart. Because
so Detroit's Walmart. That's basically what you say.
You know what? I would never compare them to Walmart. They're similar to Walmart, but they're better than Walmart. Walmart likes to import a lot of shit from overseas and don't treat their employees nice. This case,
yeah, I always heard about that. Yeah.
Their employees have a union at Myers, okay? They have a union. Let's get that shit clear. Them
that's
motherfuckers
the first and foremost, yeah.
They got a union, and they get paid way better than Walmart employees.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, yes, I put that out there so anybody say, no, I don't like Walmart. I'll make that clear. But we were up in there, and my daughter saw a pair of shoes that she wanted, but they didn't have her size, so they were on clearance, and I was like, you know, we are running around, you know, just call. You know, we don't get a chance to chill that much. We're very seldom at home at the same time. So we took advantage of, you know, doing like mommy daughter stuff. We went to lunch and stuff today. Well, there was a woman in line behind me. I saw this woman walk up behind me in line. And there was another woman standing to the side. Well, I saw the woman who walked up behind me. And the lady behind the register, she was being really nice. And she looks and she's like, well, you come on up, woman. And the other one was there. And the woman who was standing behind me, I was like, yeah, she's talking to you. I was like, yeah, because you were there. And I was like, well, she was there first. Why, old black bitch, gonna sit there, you know? And I was like, well, you know, I didn't see you. I don't know how you can see me. Thanks for letting that woman go ahead of me in line. I said, you know what? I said, it's really too hot for all this. I said, you know, we both black up in here. Don't run that black stuff on me. I said, well, you know what? If you wouldn't act that way, I wouldn't have to. This woman called me everything but a child of God, but I did call her a bitch in a hole, okay? Let's get that clear, because she's like, you got the best-ass words. I was like, you know what? And then she's going to tell me, you need to find a hairdresser. I said, you need to find a motherfucking gym. My daughter was like, I was like, and then comes out that this bitch had a food stamp card. I can't get a food stamp card. My mother, if I would have saw that food stamp card, I would have said, bitch, go get a goddamn job with your old fucking roly-poly ass. And her daughter, and I kept saying, and I told her, I was like, you know what? I think what made her mad was, I said, you know what? I said, you're really too old to be acting like this. I said something about her age because she looked like she... And she's like, bitch, don't know. I was like, you know what? I will fuck an old bitch up in here. I ain't beat nobody's ass in a while. My daughter was like, stop. I was like, you don't know what that hoe said to me. I was like, you know, you're going to tell me I need to go to the hairdresser, bitch. At least my shit is all natural and not covering up no motherfucking gray. She walked around in fucking gym shoes and some fucking gray socks. Mitch Mac, like them Argyle gray socks and shit. It's hot as hell outside. I was like,
hell yeah, it's hot, though.
So... And, you know, old bitch, and her daughter looked at me, because I was like, you know what? I was like, you are really too old to be acting like that. You're not going to get the last word. You just want the last word. Bitch, you don't know me, but I will fuck you up. I ain't beat an ass in a while, and it's hot, too. I'm walking around half-naked. I can't stand walking around half-naked. For anybody who know me, I really, really believe in looking sexy. No, I'm serious. Not in public. So
oh, okay.
You know, I'm really down to... as little as I can have on without being indecent. And I was waiting on her. She kept looking at my door. I'm like, say something because I will slap your ass. Because my daughter, when it's hot outside, you know, she's sexy. And she wears things I wouldn't wear, okay? But they're still appropriate, you know. Well, if I was her age, I'd probably wear it too. I ain't going to say I wouldn't. You know, so she had on them short shorts. You know, she had on them straight up short shorts.
We wear short shorts.
I'm waiting on this woman to say something because I was like, you know, I ain't never wanted to be the old woman's ass so bad. And I was like, that's the heat because I told her, I was like, it's really too hot for all this. And her daughter looking at me, I said, I will go slash that bitch tires. You know, I was like, we out here in the fucking suburbs. I will slash her motherfucking tires. I guess she kind of shoved when I said that. Shut up, I'll follow her and slash her goddamn tires. Then what? Oh, bitch.
Wow.
So that's why I said it's hot, because when it get hot outside, and, you know, then we went to Costco, because I have a Costco, you know.
Oh, Costco,
and
my
daughter's like, she probably can't afford a Costco membership. She probably can't, because, I got that damn, and I'm going to say it, I got that damn black and silver one. You know that expensive-ass Costco card. The
wow, really?
Money bag, yeah, I got that one.
Wow, look at you. Good for you.
You know, so... when I go to Costco, you know, my daughter had to get her card because we had never gotten her card on my account. So I know the people up in Costco. They see me, you know, my aunt travels from Cleveland to go to Costco. She has,
really?
She got, oh, we are Costco members, okay? I've been a member of Costco since I lived in Cali. So
wow.
We are Costco members. And we shop, you know, I don't do a whole lot of shopping at Costco since my children left, but we shop at Costco. So I was talking to the woman at Costco, and she was like, yeah, I'm kind of anxious to go out there with all that heat. I said, no, you don't. I said, the crazy's over at Meijer's. I said, you want to step in here? Me and her always talk. She's one of the, you know, one of the ladies that serve the food. And she real nice, and she the one told me, she's like, you should have told her quit acting like an N-word. She's like, I was like, well, she was acting black. I was like, she don't know. I took all my strength not to call that woman the damn N-word up in there. You know, and she's, I was like, she ain't gonna mess up my day. I said, bitch got a fucking bridge card. I was like, you know, that shit pisses, I think that's what irked me more. I can't get a fucking food stamp card. Okay. I can't get one. My mother can't get one. My grandmother really? Can't get one. Can't nobody in my family. And I'm talking about the retired folks in my family. And this woman looks like she's about my mama's age. Or maybe older. Which means that I'm taking care of this bitch. So you know I got an attitude. You know I got a fucking attitude. My mama can't get a bridge card, and my grandmama can't get one. Shit, my grandmama 84 fucking years old and can't get a bridge card. So, you know, I got attitude. You know, with, when I see folks in with the food, and for those out, I'm not knocking nobody who get food stamps. Let's get that clear. Bitch, wish she could get some food stamps. You know, but damn, you know, you got the nerve. You know, you want to pick a fight with me? Shit, I ain't stopped a bitch in a while, especially that caused me good attitude. I'm a bitch getting fucking food stamps. I can't get none. Shit. Can't nobody in my family get none. I'm mad as hell. You know, but then that bitch probably can't pull out a damn credit card and it don't say declined. I can't. No, I'm sitting here like, okay. You know, 1 minute. You know how back in the day they used to take the credit card and cut it in half in front of the people? You'd be like, oh, shit, they really...
you really fucked up your shit now.
So I could, you know, I guess, you know, I can't really say, you know, they don't do that to my credit card. Some motherfuckers be like, here's more credit. Every time I turn around, here's more credit, bitch. Here, we like you. Here's a little bit more credit. I don't even shop that much. I pay cash for everything. No, I pay cash for everything.
Okay.
If it weren't for the fact that you have to go online and buy plane tickets and reserve cars and stuff, and you have a credit card, I would be that person who was at the airport paying cash for my plane tickets. I would. I just, you know, even hotels nowadays, you have to have a credit card to reserve, and then, like, if you try to use your debit card, you have to have the money in your checking account.
Oh,
so
wow.
You can't say, and if you want to pay with cash, they still put a hold on your credit card until they make sure that you ain't fuck up the room. So, I kid you not. So I have my credit cards for that reason, because it's mandatory that you have a credit card, not a fly. You know, you got to have a credit card to fly, and you got to have a credit card to rent a car. So, but them bitches keep, you know, they be like, oh, we know that you ain't really been shopping, but here, let's give you another $200 increase on your damn limit. We like you. You like to pay us off. I don't use my charge. I use my charge card like once every 6 months. Okay.
Wow.
I just used it when we went to Chicago. I pay cash for everything. I'm a cash person. At cash, I hurt.
Yeah, credit card companies hate you, boy.
You know what? They really do hate my bitch ass. And they keep giving me credit cards. I got 3 fucking credit cards now.
Yeah, they want your shit ruined. That's why they want your credit ruined.
It don't work. That's the problem.
I know.
You know, most people get a new credit card and they be like, go shopping. I get a new credit card and I'm like, damn. You know, I do take it. Because, like, my new credit card, because I want to make sure to let them know that I really appreciate it. I put $200 on it. I put my hotel room on it. It was $200. I know y'all said, bitch, your hotel room was $200. It was for 2 nights. It was like $230 or something, whatever.
Damn. Wow.
That's cheap for me.
Yeah.
Why you say to him like that? I mean, I bitch enjoyed her damn room, all right?
Yeah, well, hey, you got the president's suite or some shit? Yeah.
No, I got breakfast every morning. Remember I told you, I'm a Hilton girl. I love the Hiltons, and I stay at the Embassy Suites.
Cool.
You know, because you have your bedroom, and then you have your sofa bed, and you have your fridge, and your microwave, and your coffee in the room.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
I like all that, and then you have made to order breakfast. Not them donuts and shit. I mean, really, you go down there like we had omelets and, you know, everything. You know, so I like it. And they have a cocktail reception in the evening. I never get a chance to enjoy it because I'm always doing exoticas. But So I am a Hilton girl. I'm very adamant. I tell people I enjoy the Hilton, the different Hilton establishments and their hotels. That's where I am a member of their club, and that's where most of my family stay when we travel. Those of us who they call bougie, per se. I mean, I just, you know, because I got used to it. I'm a soccer mom. So, you know, when you travel with your child,
mm-hmm.
have you ever tried traveling with children of the opposite sex? You can't. Hotel rooms are expensive.
Yeah.
And little boys don't sleep in the bed with their mommies, okay?
Yeah.
So when you get a room, like, you start going to places like the Embassy Suites and the Baymont, we always do, like, suites. Because the rooms are bigger and, you know, having a son and a daughter, it's easier for me to do that because then me and my daughter could be in the bedroom because we could get two queen-size beds and then my son could be in the living room and a sofa bed. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gets expensive feeding kids, shit.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Do you bring your own sheets?
No, but I do take a can of Lysol with me.
Yeah.
I do.
Those nightmares I've seen.
I spray them motherfuckers down.
Ugh.
A hotel room.
Ugh.
You know, and the whole thing is that when I fly, like when I go to Vegas, people laugh at me because I will go, you know, you can't take aerosol cans on the plane at all.
Yeah.
As soon as I get there, my ass is like at Walgreens or CVS and see, remember, I know where the Target is in Vegas. Anybody want a real tour of Vegas, I know where the hood is. So I think there's a Dollar Tree down there where I went, but I know where Jack in the Box and all that stuff is. That's all off of the Strip. This stuff ain't on the Strip.
I would love to check that out.
I go off the Strip. I mean, I know how to find the Verizon store, and I just don't believe in going to any city and not going up into the hood. I don't care. Well, I think they said when I go to Jamaica, I shouldn't do that. I forget where they said when I go, I shouldn't do it, but Vegas, I've been up in the hood. I've been north of the Strip and south of the Strip because when I stayed at the Rio, I've walked past the stuff at the Rio
mm-hmm.
up by the Orleans and stuff. And when I'm on the main Strip, then I always walk to Jack in the Box and all this.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbors are out there fucking mine. I got dogs here. No, these motherfuckers, it's Tuesday, right? These motherfuckers are blowing up fucking firecrackers. Them bomb like things. I don't know why these bitches do the things they do. But my big dog is up here, so he's like really pissed. He doesn't like it, so he's like trying to find a space away from windows. And plus, we got the air conditioner going because it's so goddamn hot.
Peesh.
Tori don't love us tonight. Lord.
The hell?
I'm not going to blow up her phone no more because that's so disrespectful. You know.
Yeah, I try to remember having had something like this before where someone couldn't call and we had to reschedule something.
Yeah, and you know what? It happens. I mean, schedules happen, and the whole thing is that, you know, we know that she is aware of it, so it's not like, oh, well, she never retweeted. She did retweet it, so she was very much aware. It's, you know, sometimes shit happens.
Yeah, it's happened to me.
And it's happened at the last minute, and, you know, as they say, we'll just reschedule her because, you know, we got plenty of shit to talk about. Hot-ass motherfuckers acting stupid. Talk about Vegas.
Hotels.
Hospitals.
Yeah.
But,
man, I don't see it.
You know, so, yeah, go to Vegas with me. I'll show y'all the, like, I love going off of the Strip. I mean, when I went to New Orleans, what I really wanted to see was the Fifth Ward, you know, where they say the true Katrina damage was. And not that I like damage. Let's get that clear. But
yeah.
I'm one of those people, don't show me what you show the fucking tourists. I want to know what the
real
fucking
shit.
Government hasn't done because
mm-hmm.
I don't live down there, so I don't hear what's been going on.
Yep.
You know, it's just like you don't know everything that's going on in Detroit unless you live here. So,
yep.
And, you know, or any place in the country. So
mm-hmm.
it's like I was down in New Orleans, but naturally, you know what I realized? They pipe certain shit in the hotels. Everywhere I go to hotels, just got it's they pick what the fuck they pipe into you. You know, it's like that damn Stepford Wife program and shit.
Wow.
If you ever go to a hotel, maybe because I travel so much, I'm realizing that I'm like a fucking stepford wife when I travel, because you only have certain TV stations.
Yeah.
You really don't get a whole lot of local news. It's like the local news that's filtered and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get the gist of what the hell is really going on. So, like, when I go to Vegas, I don't get real Vegas news. I get that filtered in shit that they allow me to see on my TV whenever I'm in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Chicago, I got the filtered in shit, I think. They did have 11 drive-by shootings while I was there, though, so Chicago did kind of...
Holy shit.
I guess they couldn't really filter too much of that out from me. But then, like, when I went to New Orleans, they kind of filtered the shit, you know?
Really?
But then I seem to... In Chicago, if I want to know what's going on, you know, I just call one of my family members and go to their house. So I really don't care about finding out what's going on in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But in Vegas, I just do my walking around. You know, it's a food desert anyway. So, I mean, it's not too much you could tell me about Vegas that I don't know, because it's a food desert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their food is flown in. For all the hotels, their food is flown in daily.
Wow.
Well, you can't grow nothing there. It's a desert.
Wow.
It truly is a desert. So you got to think about it. The water is shipped in. Everything is shipped in daily.
Wow.
You know, so for the hotels and then the people who live there, that's why, unlike our grocery stores in the different urban parts of the country where the shit will sit there old, they really don't, they don't have that luxury of stuff sitting there old because it has to be constantly shipped in.
Mm.
You know. But I'm sure that, you know, you get a bitch like me, because I'm moving out there, I figure out how to make it work. You know, I make it work, okay?
Las Vegas. Interesting.
Yeah, so I when I went to New Orleans, I got a chance to hang around the locals. I found out where the local bar was. And shit like flying in on your birthday to a city and meeting the locals, I got all kind of fucking drinks.
Really?
I got so fucking drunk off my ass the first night I was in New Orleans. I'm so glad that I'm a very conscious drunk. Literally, my hotel was across the street from the local bar.
Oh,
and
lucky.
And you know what? I didn't know that was the bar. I guess because it wasn't on Bourbon Street.
Okay.
But it was right across the street from my hotel. And for anybody who wants to know, because since I'm not there, I can tell you where I stayed. I was at the Marriott. Very nice Marriott. And it's right there on, I think it's called Canal Street.
Okay.
Which is like your main street downtown New Orleans, because I was able to see the cruise lines out of my window. So very nice view of the ocean. I had to remember that I was sitting, you know, right there on the ocean in the Gulf of Mexico being there.
Wow.
So I went up and down Bourbon Street. You know, I went and got me a Fat Tuesdays cup because I love Fat Tuesdays. And I was getting ready to go back to my hotel, and I was like, why the fuck am I going to bed like I'm at home? Shit, I'm on vacation. And I went into the bar, and next thing you know, I asked a couple of questions, and the bartender, I was going to take my food back to my room because I got a po' boy. And I was like, damn, why am I going to carry this back? And she said, you're not from here, are you? And I was like, no. And she's like, you just visited? And I said, well, I'm here for my birthday. She's like, when's your birthday? And I'm like, today. Next thing you know, she telling patrons up in the bar is my birthday. And motherfuckers offering to take off work to take me around New Orleans. And all I can tell you is I had a ball. I was up in that bar until about 3 in the fucking morning. And I actually got back up at a decent time. You know, I enjoyed the hell out of myself. And, okay, we got a 405 number calling in.
Ooh.
I know who that is. That's Greg. You know what 405 is.
Yeah, 405. 405 is very popular.
Yes, it is. Greg, like, she'll never look at the damn the switchboard. What's up, Greg?
There he is.
He laughed.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing, Miss V?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How about you, James?
Very good.
Is it
how
hot
you doing,
as hell
sir?
Where you at?
Do what now?
Is it hot as hell where you at?
I was going to say, I've got a feeling pretty much everybody is like, oh, 405, hey, that's Greg.
Is that the temperature over there too, or what?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I mean, as of right now, it's like, okay, I think I'm the only one with the 405. Sometimes I can surprise people because it's like, oh, we have 405. And it's like, hello.
But I ain't working with us.
Yeah. You know, I got to start playing that number, 405. Here's some money, shit.
I need some too, shit.
Boxing Street. I'm going to do both. Yeah, you, I'm telling you, Ms. V, this man right here we're talking to is becoming very popular in the internet radio world, if you don't know.
Well, you know what? I want to know, James, this is a question for you and Greg.
Yes.
So did that answer your question about the White Castle buildings? Because you kept saying they were all square. Or something about, you did not say they were all square, but you were asking.
No, I said, my question was, are there any of those original type of castles left? Because most of them I've seen are square. And you said, no, there's still some that have the castle. I said, okay. And that was that. You know? And I know that
I missed that. But, yes, there are some that are still original.
We don't have any of the original buildings here now, but they've all been rebuilt, but they all look like castles. They don't...
Well, that's good. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But
yeah.
Did you see that picture that I sent?
You know what I liked about it? You know what I liked about it?
But
you see the church's chicken right next inside.
Well, that's why I wanted Greg to see, because I think me and you were telling Greg that they sold churches in White Castle.
Yeah, they have that here, too. They have that in New York. And in Queens Boulevard, anyway, they do. They have it. I've seen it.
Most you know what? It's only select ones here that sell church's chicken animals.
Yeah, it's not all. Yeah. It's just
and
like,
you know what? I don't like the ones that sell church's chicken because it seems like they be fucking up the food.
Get shit mixed up.
You know what? They have the fries on one side, and first of all, if I want my motherfucking french fries to taste like chicken.
See? You know what that means, right?
They don't know how to fucking cook that shit.
They're sharing the grease.
I know. That's why I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what you mean on that, Miss V.
And that's just like frying some motherfucking french fries and grease fish. Oh, that shit is nasty. That is the nastiest shit around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember Long John Silver's and A&W?
We still got them. We
still
got Long John Silver's.
You got to really look for them.
Yeah,
no, I don't have to look. I see them motherfuckers all the time.
Oh, no, that's you.
No, I actually wanted fish and went to a combo store.
Oh, yeah, one of those? Yeah.
Yeah, and thing is, it's like, okay, well, give me fish, chicken, whatever, on Long John's side. But, I remember A&W onion rings.
That good, huh?
Oh, they were that good back in the day, but when I tried it,
if you're in a combo store, it's not good. I like the standalone stores.
No, it was it was fried in the same fish
oil. Exactly.
And tasted fish.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
That was not good.
That was not good.
I can't do it.
You know what I miss?
When they mix two restaurants together.
Yeah. I got a good point on that.
I see what they're trying to do, but come on. Fry the food in different oils.
Yeah, common sense.
But you gotta look at who they got. But you got to look at who they got working up in there. Sometimes you got managers that can't fucking count without taking their damn socks off.
Yeah.
So,
and some of them are illegal immigrants, let's be honest.
You know what? Now, I cannot make that comment because where I live at...
Well, I could make it.
Where I live at, I'm not going to say that there are no illegals. What I will say is that because of the way the population is here,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard. First of all, I got many damn nationalities to go through to figure out who is illegal and who I want to say is illegal. I'll probably have them come after me.
No, I'm serious.
Because the ones who I think are illegal probably are, and I've made comments to them. We have a... I might as well come out and say it, because anybody who's been in Detroit knows that we have a very big Arab American community. And if anybody knows what the Arabs do, I won't say the Arab Americans, but the ones who are not legal, they come to the United States, they will buy a business because there's a 7-year rule on businesses,
mm-hmm.
and they just transfer them to family members and leave the country, and they never pay fucking taxes.
That's,
and it irks
mm-hmm.
the hell out of me.
Yep, that's what they
and
do,
then,
yes.
And they'll have a child, or they'll come here 8 fucking months pregnant, have a child, that child is automatically a U.S. citizen, and take get all the medical taken care of, and fly their ass back to their fucking country, and that irks me. I can't go to their country and do it.
Well.
You know, and mm-hmm. the child has automatic dual citizenship because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's really fucked up. So, you know, I really, you know, my feelings on that, it's not so much as them being illegal, it's that, you know, if I've got to pay taxes and I've got to, you know, put all my dues and stuff in, I think you should too. Why should you be able to come in for 7 years tax-free and not pay shit, and then I got to pay for you, and I got to pay for your fucking child, and you getting welfare? You know, I get tired of going up in the damn store and seeing motherfuckers with, I mean, you got 50 people living in one damn house, and everybody got a fucking food stamp card. Seriously?
Yep.
You know, they driving nicer cars than I drive. I can't get a, you know, I'm struggling to get a new car. I'm struggling to get this.
These motherfuckers got,
you know, these motherfuckers got nice cars, nice houses. I'm like,
damn.
Yeah. 10,000 square feet for that house, huh? I can't get 10 square feet, and you got 10,000.
Yeah, that's where...
You're driving a Beamer and a Benz and all this shit. And,
yeah.
But you know, I'm an American car person, so let's get that clear. I'm not jealous of the foreign cars. I'm jealous of the fact that you don't pay taxes, and I do.
And that's where, that's the problem, one of the problems of this country. I know we're starting like CNN now, but it is one of the things.
All over the goddamn place.
You know, just, yeah, I mean, some things, some laws are a little too lenient for other people more than others, and it's not fair to people who busting their ass and trying to survive and, you know, and it's not being racist. It's just out of, you know, for anybody. You know, it doesn't matter whoever comes. You know, it's not right. Because, like you said, if I go to Russia, I'd be damn sure that ain't going to fucking happen. I'll be dead before anything else. Shit.
You know, and
so,
that's the whole
yep.
thing. I mean, not to bring up the person that I do hate the most in the world. I do not love this man at all. But Snowden, everybody thinks that he got a good thing when he went to Russia, but... They're only holding him there as a fucking pawn against us, and right now they're going to blow Russia up for this shit that happened last week. And I meant to say this real quick, you know, for, you know, I didn't say it on Thursday's show, and I'm upset with myself for not saying it, but the entire V's After Dark staff sends out their condolences to the families
mm-hmm.
of Flight M17, yes. you know, because this is something that should have never happened, you know. All I could do... for my entire staff is to say that, you know, our prayers are out there with you, and for Russia, you're going to get what you deserve. That was some fucked up shit. It was fucked up. It's about time. Quit fucking pointing fingers and accept goddamn responsibility. You know, there were U.S. citizens on that plane. There were citizens from all over the world, and basically this is a fucking finger pointing thing. You just killed 300 goddamn people,
including kids.
Keep it real, including you know, babies and stuff.
Yeah,
and
really
I'm not happy about it, and nobody should be happy about it. And the fact that we got a black person with some fucking swag. Y'all better be glad he keeping his damn blackness in check, because anybody else would have fucked the fuck up. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to throw the black card out there.
Yeah.
Amen. They walk. If you saw him walk that podium, you saw. I don't. You know. I'm gonna say it. I'm getting ready to do a stereotype, but I got to. And I'm not making fun of what happened, you guys. But as they say, I have to always find something funny about what happens, or I would cry all the time. If anybody saw the person when he walked up to the podium the other day, that motherfucker had some swag. I ain't never seen none of the Bushes. I ain't even see Clinton walk like that. That motherfucker walked up to the podium like, yeah, I want to fuck somebody up, but you know what? I'm going to walk like a pimp, but I'm going to keep it composed. I'm going to use proper English. That motherfucker wanted to go off. I saw that walk. I was like, damn, he can really beat somebody's ass. And then he got up there and, you know, talking all proper stern words. I'm like, motherfuckers better be glad that he not acting like the N-word, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay. What a famous moment that what a famous moment that was last week when you were talking about LeBron James.
Oh, my God. I still feel that way. I still stand by that.
Hey, Greg.
Yes?
You know that she was actually a little lit when she said it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't mind Miami,
I hate the heat. Let me put it that way. I hate the heat. I really hate Miami.
I don't mind the heat, but when LeBron went to the heat, hate him. Mm-hmm. Now, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and go back to Cleveland and retire.
He's not going to fucking
like,
retire there.
He's not going to retire there.
I don't
I bet my life.
He's not going to retire there because, see,
no way.
He's, you know what, he's like the motherfucking Indian giving child. He's going to.
Hey. Bingo.
Hey,
he ain't doing shit. He ain't going to do
it. I think you pissed him off when Kevin Durant won MVP this year.
First of all, he's been acting like a bitch for a while, you know. I'm so acting like a bitch. You know, I swear, I could be a bigger, you know what, I'm a woman, and I swear, you know, I would just love to send him a damn box of tampons, you know, I'm, you know,
and
let's not talk about that motherfucker, because I'm just like, ugh, you know, he done made me call him a nigga and everything, you know, all that stuff. You know, he done took me to a brand new level.
There you go.
Let's not talk about him. Let me go back talking about my president with his swag and how.
Yeah,
Russia,
yeah. Well, it's the opposite of what LeBron is exactly.
You know, like I said, he looked like he wanted to beat. Come on, if anybody saw that news conference, he looked like he wanted to beat somebody's ass. He wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, if he could have, if it weren't for the fact that the entire country, especially the Republicans, would have stereotyped him into that little bitty box that they put black people in, I think he would have done it. I kid you not. Because I'm telling you, how much you want to bet that he wanted to say, fuck this, get me on Air Force One, I'm going to beat Putin's ass. You know, that's what makes you want to beat somebody's ass. You know, fire up fucking Air Force One.
Yeah.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Take off this suit, put my damn Tims on, you know. You know.
That'd be so awesome.
I want to see the damn president in a pair of Tims. You know, come on, motherfucker, gonna beat your ass, cause you—that's enough to make anybody. You know what? I think Hillary would have fucking went and beat their ass.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna lie to you, but you know what? He done kept his composure, but you know what? It's getting ready to be a motherfucking major war. Oh, it's getting ready to be a major fucking war. Don't think it ain't getting ready to be a goddamn war. And the United States going to be in the center of it, but you know what? This time, like I said, we got just cause. You know, even though it was not our airliner that was shot down 30 fucking thousand feet. Who the fuck shoots down a goddamn commercial airliner? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
With innocent people on. That was done intentionally. They have the recordings of saying it was civilians on board and saying they fucked up. Come on now, what else do you want? I say, and I know y'all going to say bitches on her high horse. Damn right I'm on my high horse on this one. I say, you know, we still got the fucking damn bombs pointing. You know, anybody think that our nukes ain't working? Somebody got motherfucking key in the go. I say you take that shit. Since Ukraine want to do whatever they do, Russia done put their hand up in it. Time Putin to get rid of his fucking ass. You know, yeah, it's going to start a fucking war. But shit, they already declared war. You just killed 300 people innocently.
Mm-hmm.
That's an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
And the Netherlands, oh, them motherfuckers, now, you know, you'll never hear from them. And wasn't it the Netherlands or Amsterdam that had the most people on that flight?
Mm. Yep.
They getting ready to fuck them up. Now, you want to see who's getting ready? I think they getting ready to call in some folks. Put it like this. The worst thing you could do is fuck with the quiet person in the classroom.
That's right.
And they fucked with the quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody getting their ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, thing
somebody
is,
getting their ass beat.
What I saw actually tonight on the news, Germany has contracts with Russia. France, the same thing, money. And one-third of the oil sent to Germany is from Russia. Netherlands is basically a quarter of their export is to Russia, and it's wild as far as a European. Yes, we hate and despise what you just did, but on the second hand, it's like, okay, well, yeah, you're spending money here and buying stuff. No, okay.
Well, we got Randy also holding. I know Rand, you know, I know these numbers. So I
Randolph!
Know
he played last week.
Hey.
Hey.
Randy to send back, like, folks on my phone number now and everything.
What's up, Randy?
But,
What's
hi,
on,
Miss V, James, and Greg.
Yes, what's up,
hey,
Randolph?
Hey, Randolph.
How you doing?
You enjoy this CNN discussion we're talking about here?
Yeah.
So you want to change it up a little bit. You want to call Audible?
You
want to call Omaha
what?
like Peyton Manning?
Well, you know, we have to, you know, I'm very pissed. I mean, there was a 19-year-old U.S. citizen on board. Seriously,
yeah,
you know.
Disgusting.
His life is gone, you know. His family is never going to see them. And then who the fuck holds dead bodies hostage? Serious?
What?
Remember they,
remember
they would not release the bodies. They just not released
their
bodies.
Are you serious?
Hostages? You can't have the bodies that we're going to have them out in the damn fields. You know, it's bad enough that the people went through and was using their credit cards. They're not even cold yet. Folks stealing the credit cards. They're contaminating the crash site. And you're holding the bodies hostages. They finally just turned over the black box. First of all,
crazy.
We already know that y'all shot it down. They got the surveillance and everything.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm like, you know, why can't, you know what? Maybe we need to get about four or five women seriously PMSing and go fuck somebody up. You know, I'm serious because I think that sometimes men don't have the balls to do what we'll do because, see, I'll slap a bitch and ask them who the hell they think they're dealing with. You know what? You done lost your goddamn mind. You know, would you do this to, you know what? The one thing that people forget, we don't use the card that is available. What would your mother think? You know, this is the people. What happens to when you could threaten a person? Would you talk to your mother like that? Because, you know, you used to be able to stop. I don't care where you were in the world. Do you use that mouth to talk to your mother? Do you treat your mother like this? True enough, some of them motherfuckers will kill their mother, so I can't speak for them.
Yeah.
But
certainly.
The one thing that the majority of the world has in common is that they have a mother, and they respect their mothers. Why don't you start using mama card on? Try these folks' mamas. I'm telling you, if you get all these mamas together and start letting them beat their kids' asses, because, see, my son, I will beat his ass, okay? I will beat his ass. Call me. I will fuck my son up. And most mothers will fuck their sons up.
Not these days. Not those,
well,
I mean,
yes,
most of the mothers,
you know,
today's mother is probably stupid as hell.
No, you know what, Randy?
They let the kids take over.
Not all of them.
No, that's the U.S. I'm talking about in the rest of the world, that's bullshit. We want to talk about folks here, because I can't deal with that. But you get them mothers overseas, them bitches will fuck you up.
Hell yeah.
Okay? A real mother will fuck you up. You got to realize this is the only country where we got fucking babies having babies. The rest of the world is not like
that's
that.
Right.
That's why they're smarter than us.
That's right. Exactly. Bingo. You're right.
You
no
know,
kid's
so
smarter
I will
than
never
me.
Say I will never say that mothers will not beat their kids' ass. I will say the culture in the United States might be that way, but in the
yes.
rest of the world, that is not the culture.
Nope.
Mothers are still
nope.
respected in the rest of the world.
But you got to think, when we were kids, we respect our mothers. Remember that, right?
Of course.
Mom don't play. When we were kids, mom don't play.
Mm-hmm. So my mom still don't play. Mom, you know what, but I did want to be the bitch ass in the store today, so I guess I ain't.
I
called her.
I was going to say, man, I'd go up against my dad, but when, yeah, I wouldn't go up against my mom.
My mom wears the pants.
You get the mothers out there, because you know what? All these men is doing this shit. Because remember, it's men doing this. This ain't no woman shooting that shit down.
No.
You know, you got men doing this, and I think if you pull their mamas out and say, okay, we're going to, you know what, you're going to do it, but we're going to put your mom in the line of fire. What you going to do? They changed their mind, because see, what is forgotten here is that these people have mothers. I'm sorry, as a woman, I will beat my son's ass, and I've lived overseas, and I lived over there long enough to know that regardless of what we may think in this country, the rest of the world is not like us. Nope. Mothers are respected in the rest of the world, because you will get your ass beat for fucking up your mama in another part of the world, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I
had to worry about child abuse.
I'd say bring the mamas out, okay? I say bring the mamas out.
They don't have to worry about child abuse in the rest of the world. In this country, if you hit a child, that's considered child abuse if you hit a child in this country.
Man. Yes.
Stupid ass.
Man.
They got that in the rest of the world, but the difference is that, see, children know their place. And you got to remember, we don't even emphasize education here in this country. Because if we did, we wouldn't be so busy doing other stuff. I mean, we just have to, you know, our priorities are a little bit different than other people's, you know, and I blame that on all these motherfuckers who go get these college degrees who don't have no damn children. How can a bitch tell me how to raise my child who ain't never pushed one out? I'm sorry. The majority of the stars that are set up when they talk about don't do this, don't do that are for motherfuckers who have not had children. Maybe mommy and daddy beat your ass when you was growing up and you felt that it was wrong. Fuck you. I got my ass beat plenty of times, and I'm not a child abuser. Shit.
Hey, and you turned out great.
Mm-hmm. I'll beat a bitch ass too. So,
yeah.
But my whole point is that when you have people making laws, you have to look at it. The majority of the people that have these laws put on the books, and true enough, there are people who abuse children. I'm not saying that there aren't.
Yeah. Well,
but overall, the majority of parents do not abuse their children. I mean, let's get something clear. I told my son and daughter, have a baby if you want to while you're in high school. I will fuck you up and put you out. I don't raise babies. I didn't want to raise you. So I damn sure ain't raising no other ones. But, you know, people have forgot how to threaten their children. See, my children know. I don't call the police. Let me dial it for you, because by the time they can hear your ass,
911. Same all over the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, my daughter knows the same thing. It's like, here, use my phone.
By the time they get here, your ass going to be dead anyway.
Remember, like Bill Cosby said, I brought you in this world, I can take you out.
Yeah.
Oh, I still live by that shit. My mama tell you that right now. My mother will tell me in a heartbeat, bitch, I brought you in, I will take you out. And my grandmother will do it too. So I don't. I tell everybody, I grew up in the real, you know, they talk about fear factor and all that. I grew up with fear factor. See, I don't play with my grandmother, my mother, my aunt, and my children don't play with me. And I will tell you, I got an aunt who will tear a motherfucker down. I tell everybody, the difference is these men who shooting down this shit, you know what? While, what is it, Barbara Bush, that's the first, the other Bush's mama.
Barbara Bush.
As fat as Barbara Bush is, I'm willing to bet that Jeb and George and them other motherfuckers that she pushed out,
mm-hmm.
I bet that when they do some fucked up shit, she be up in there. Because when you look at, you notice how, and I'm going to give y'all a piece of something that nobody's probably ever thought about. But think about it. When Stupid George The second one that we just got rid of out of office.
Yeah.
Remember when he said he tried to kill my daddy? You notice he only made that comment once? I'm going to bet Barbara got on the phone and said, listen, motherfucker, you insensitive little prick. Act like it got sense. They just fucking flew planes into the building. Because, you know, he sat there, Barbara Bush.
Right.
See, that wasn't his wife in his ear. His mama called and cussed him out because, you know, he tried to act right. When Kanye West said George Bush don't like black people, you know why he didn't react? Because Barbara Bush called him on the phone and said, you know what, straighten it out, motherfucker. Don't make us look bad. No, we don't like black people. You know she was on the phone. No, we don't like black people. But don't let that N-word say it and get away with it. You go down to New Orleans and you fake it.
Bingo.
You go fake it. That was not Laura Bush talking. That was Barbara Bush, okay?
Laura Bush is a wimp.
Wait a minute, didn't
Laura Bush have her daughter's Barbara and what's that other chick's name?
Jenna, the one that's on NBC right now.
Jenna. Yeah. Didn't she those kids caught underage drinking back then?
Yeah, and you saw how quickly they disappeared after
that? Oh, yeah.
That was Barbara
underage
Bush.
Underage drinking.
That was Barbara Bush.
No. That was Laura. That was Laura
Bush's kid.
No.
It was the twins, which is George Jr.
That's Laura Bush's children, which
is
George's wife. But Barbara Bush is the one who got them bitches to disappear. I'm telling you, mamas do that. Laura didn't make them disappear. She was too busy still trying to be a school teacher. Barbara Bush is the one who did it. Y'all don't listen to me. Mama's got a lot of power. Why do you think the Queen of England is so fucking powerful? Why do you think she's so powerful? Why do you think that
she's more powerful than the First Lady.
Why do you think her son ain't never going to be king? Because he was fucking committed adultery. No. He won't be king because, remember, he committed adultery while Diana was still alive. He married fucking Camilla, and she doesn't condone it. That's why he's not going to be king. Remember, she's running that shit. That's a mama's running. Now, his daddy would have been, fist pouncing him. You know?
Uh-huh.
You don't see too much of the king. I mean, it's always
there
the queen,
no
never
king.
The king.
No, there is no king.
Wait a minute. No king? I mean, wait a minute.
No,
it's got to be a king.
No,
it's got to be a king.
No, it's not. It's Prince Philip. Prince Philip is Queen Elizabeth's husband.
It's stupid anyway. You know, how are you going to, a queen? They shouldn't have no queen anyway.
Well, thing is, the only way that she became queen was
because her brother
uncle.
Her uncle
stepped down and said, brother, take over. Because he wanted to marry an American woman and...
Grace Kelly.
That's the Prince of Monaco.
No, not
that's
Grace.
That's Grace Kelly. Monaco.
Yes.
What, Randy? You know, we have to give you some, you know what, you're going to learn all kind of history with us. The U.S. citizen that the Prince of Monaco married was Grace Kelly. Monaco is different from England.
Yeah, totally different. I know she was queen or something.
Grace Kelly was star as a movie star, and then she went into royalty and shit.
Yeah, she was very pretty, too, unlike Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, but that's Monaco. That's a totally different country.
And thing is...
And that's not frowned upon.
Queen Elizabeth, her dad was second in line.
Ooh.
His brother, being older, became king. But it was a disgrace to marry a twice divorced American woman, and that's why he sat down and gave it to his brother. Then he died. Guess what?
Queen
Elizabeth.
I did not know that.
He had no son. And that's why. Then see what Charles. Remember, Charles was messing with that ugly one that he's the horsewoman that he's
Camilla.
Married to now.
Yeah.
He was fucking her. But the horsewoman that he's now married to, and that's why they even changed the laws, because they wanted to make sure, you know, when cute little Harry was born, if Harry would have been a girl, Harry could have gotten the throne. If Harry would have been Harriet would have gotten the throne.
Harriet.
Princess Harriet. Make way for the princess.
Now, as of right now, second in line, quote, is still Charles.
Yes.
But it's...
Until she kicked the bucket.
It's not gonna go to him. It's not gonna go to him because they'll be married.
She's going. She's 1 foot in the bucket right now.
I mean,
no, she's not. That woman is going. You know what? The queen mother took forever to die. Wasn't the queen mother like 105 when she passed?
That's what I'm saying. See?
The
queen mother was. I can't even. She didn't pass away not too long ago. The queen mother was holding on.
Jesus Christ.
So Elizabeth ain't going. Should I think Charles will die before she will?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's about eight. What is the queen, about 80-something now?
82-ish.
And Prince Philip ain't going nowhere either. You know, Prince Philip going to make sure that he outlive his son, because he can't. I think Prince Philip can't stand Charles. I think that he wants, you know, he wants to fist pump him on one thing, but he wants to say, you couldn't find a prettier bitch.
Diana is hands. If she was still living, she'd still be prettier than Camilla, if she was still living. Sorry.
Oh, well,
she would be still pretty.
They got their divorce because of fucking Camilla.
Yeah. I don't know. She might have hit the wall if she was still alive. Who knows?
I think she would have
been. We don't know how she would have aged gracefully or not.
She would have still been drop dead gorgeous. I ain't gonna lie. All right, you know, she would have
still
been drop dead
she's
gorgeous.
She's hot.
The
son
looks just like his mother.
You can't say hot. I mean, you can't say Diana. Oh, Diana. Princess Diana, you're hot. I mean, can't do that.
The woman is drop-dead gorgeous. Drop-dead gorgeous. You know, that's how it is. She's drop-dead gorgeous.
The Prince Charles is like a beaver and shit,
You know, and she produced beautiful sons.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
definitely
know,
didn't think none of the father, that's for sure.
I was going to say, how she managed to fuck Charles, I don't know. But then you got to look at it. Wasn't he like 15 years her senior anyway? So they,
probably
didn't they
like
have
that.
An arranged marriage?
Oh, hell
there
yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably was.
Because
it was the marriage
like,
of the century. It was all over the marriage. That marriage was all over the world, for crying out loud. You see, I remember seeing
it
on television
arranged.
As a kid.
But it was
that.
Arranged, and you could tell
really
that she wasn't happy when she got married. You know, whatchamacallit, the Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Now, her on the other hand, girlfriend was, you know, she wasn't raunchy. So let's get this clear. I'm not saying she was raunchy, but you know. She liked him, you know, all through college, and she got a little bit of a wild side, you know.
Ooh,
so that's
I like that.
Not, well, you know, she did some, they showed her modeling some lingerie or something when they were in college.
Really? I got to look at that.
And that's when he realized that he loved her.
Because
they were talking about the outfit that she was wearing in some fashion show or something. But she had pictures of him. She knew she was going to marry him. But, I mean, they, come on, they're not, they're age appropriate. You know, you can tell
think
their
wedding is not as big as their wedding is not as big as Charles and Diana. You got to admit that.
You know what?
Well, no, actually, I think they are bigger because, in a roundabout way, it is kind of a prince.
Theirs was
and
a true
the
love
pauper.
Story. Nah, she's not no pauper.
And the pauper.
She's not a pauper. She comes from money. Remember that.
I know,
her background,
but
she comes from Montreal. She comes from.
She's not poor. She's not a poor girl.
She is not
poor,
but she is a common girl.
She might be a common girl, but she ain't no poor common girl. Okay.
No,
not poor.
No,
if not poor,
but
she. Plus, she already had a title. I mean, that's the one thing. Remember, she already had a title. I forget what her family's title is, but they're already part. They're
Duchess.
They're no. Before she became
no.
the... No, she already... Her family already had a title because her father is like a multimillionaire. Her mother started a business from scratch. I mean, her mother used to be an airline stewardess and built this... I know my history now.
I didn't know that. Shit.
You didn't
know
that. Yeah, her mother used to be a stewardess and she started this company.
Wow.
And You know, but the father already had money, but the mother was a stewardess, and I forget what company she started, but they got some change. You know,
oh,
but
yeah.
Like,
there is coin.
That's why Pippa, you know, come on now. Pippa, it's not like she has something to be jealous of, because even if they would not have married in the royalty, they still were high society over there, you know. Mm. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
the difference where Diana actually did not come from money.
Mm,
that
yes.
was
oh.
the Prince Marion, the pauper. You know, he married a school teacher where this is, they were sweethearts. I mean, this is more age appropriate. There's not a bitch, if it might be a 1 or 2 year age difference in them, they're age appropriate. They're truly
My
in
fault.
Love. They want to be together. You
yeah.
know, which is a big difference when you're looking at them.
But,
you know this is truly love. And they did it, and they broke up. Remember, they also broke up. You know, they have had they had a very public relationship that was private. They dated for a few years, because remember, he was supposed to marry her a few years ago, and
yep.
she called it off. She's like, hell no, I ain't dealing with this
yep.
shit. Fuck you. I'm a real You want me, you going to earn this.
Well,
earned
that's
it,
the thing. I mean, she was not a pauper, but even though she had money, it's basically she was a commoner and not from basically royal as far as held a title, you know, with a duchess in the family or any
say,
of that.
Her dad, but her dad is a duke or something. Her dad is a duke.
Now.
Duke of Earl?
No.
Duke of Earl.
So they said, we just can't do nothing serious on this show. But no, her dad is a duke.
I can't. I couldn't
duke.
Take it no more.
You know what?
No,
all right,
let me
see
what
you say. I'm not,
okay.
you know, disrespecting. Just wanted to put some humor into it.
Let me ask you guys something, and I've been sort of like thinking about this all day. I'm gonna see if you can answer this one.
Ooh,
I'm gonna see if you can answer this one. It has something to do with porn, but y'all think you get?
I knew I was gonna go back to porn.
now we're talking.
Let us get away with
now
it.
Now we're talking.
I was gonna say that's
okay,
my next question too.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me. I'm gonna ask this one little thing. See if you can figure it out. Whose porn star's real name when she was born with? Linda Borman. Who is she known as?
Oh, I won't know that one. You know, Missy?
Linda who?
Linda Borman.
Hello, Google, can you tell me? First, I got to learn how to
spell it. Anyone?
I'm guessing Linda Lace.
I was going to say, was that deep throat?
Close.
Behind the green door or whatever, right?
Linda Lovelace. That's Marilyn Chambers.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Duh. Yeah, true.
Linda Lovelace.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, but
he got it. He got it. Almost right.
Okay.
He just forgot the love.
So you got no one?
I kept saying deep throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
Yeah.
I watch.
Like that,
yeah,
guy, right?
Yeah, I remember watching that. I mean, I first saw it on the big screen, then it converted to video. Well, I saw that in black and white. I mean, remember when we were poor to have a black and white TV?
Oh, yeah. Oh, who didn't have that shit?
Okay.
Yeah. I know you're talking about, man.
Black and white TV.
I had a small little
wait a
shit,
minute,
like
wait a minute. You still own a black and white TV?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I'm talking about back in the day.
I do. I still own a black and white TV. Yeah.
That's cool.
Why?
I have a black and white you know what? Because I like it. And you know what? It's portable. It's cute.
Yeah, I know you're doing.
And it hooks up to the cable.
Ooh. Is it the one that has does it have a radio connected to it, too? One of those TV radios? Type one?
Stereo?
No.
Oh, okay.
Big-ass TVs with the stereo and the record player.
No, I have a small one. I have a 13-inch.
Does that have
tubes?
You know,
I remember there was this old radio, this old pattern side of back.
This one is cable ready, so it can't be too old.
Well, cable's been around since like the 70s, if you believe it or not. It was just only very few have it.
But TVs are not cable ready. No, mine, you actually can hook regular cable up to it.
Okay, all right.
Mine is actually cable ready.
So it can't be that old.
No.
It's more than 10 years old. I've had it since 1999 or something.
Because
I used to have it in my kitchen, and they didn't always have small TVs that you could have in your kitchen counter, and I just never replaced it. It's sitting in my closet, and I'm keeping it because I like it.
Cool.
No, okay. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, just saying. I mean, when we were growing up, I mean, it was us people back in the hood. Baltimore, back in the hood, we couldn't afford color TV. All we had to sell was the black and white. I mean, for us, our little hood, us people living in the hood back in the 70s, that's all we could afford.
You never know when speaking of little TVs, I got to make sure I plug. I have to charge up my TV. I have my portable TV that I have to keep charged in case I lose power.
Portable TV?
I never heard of it.
I mean, I was going to say, Randy, I remember black and white, and I tell you what, man, when we first got a console TV with a record player.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Radio.
I remember,
TV,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, you kidding?
Oh, man, we were big time.
Yeah, we're moving on up.
Oh, big time.
With a color TV and a record player. Oh, moving on up.
But, you know, they're bringing turntables back.
I always love turntables.
Why? They don't make records.
Well, the only reason they still use them.
And
exactly.
A lot of real DJs still use them.
Yeah, real DJs.
Not
let's clarify
used.
That.
And real DJs, because the turntables that they use, we're talking $300-$400 a piece, and they are traveling with 3 and 4 deep. So, yes, they still make them, and they still make vinyl. And a lot, believe it or not, every single record that's been released is also on vinyl. And it's on vinyl because of the DJ's mixing. People may not think it's on vinyl,
real
but
DJs.
Yes, it is on vinyl.
Not the bullshit DJs, real DJs.
Yeah, they
still
make vinyl.
Oh, my God. I gotta find me, because so far the only vinyl that I see is in the pawn shops and those little those little stores that sell movies
DJs,
and
the DJs will tell you where they get their vinyl from, because I know they still get it. I'm engaged to a DJ, so believe me, I know. That's why when he's like, I want new turntables. I'm be like, fuck you, I'm not spending that money, you know.
I'm not going to argue. Hey, I'm so not going to argue with you, Miss B.
I'm not going to spend the money because the turntables are expensive. I mean, I've went and priced them. Because it's the real DJ equipment. And like I said, when you look at the real rappers, you know, and I know everybody keeps saying, why am I emphasizing real? But your underground rappers use real DJs. And the real DJs have to spend vinyl. Because real DJs talk about these iPod people. And if you ever look at any of the shows where people will say they're auditioning to be a DJ, if you can't spend vinyl, you can't DJ.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Yep.
And they will.
But sometimes
DJs,
they still.
That's why Paris Hilton, she gets booked not because she's a DJ, but because she's Paris Hilton, because she doesn't spin.
Oh,
she
please.
Mixes. She. I will say I've heard some of her DJ work.
Yeah, I haven't even heard her DJ work.
I've heard. She's actually a good DJ as far as mixing with the iPod and stuff. Yes, she really is. You know I don't compliment people. I don't like if it's not true.
I mean, I'm trying to take that comment very seriously, but it's very hard right now.
No, but she actually, but she doesn't use vinyl, you know, and that's the whole thing.
I see. Well, that's bullshit then.
No, but what I'm saying, for the work that she does and for where they're hosting her at, they're okay with it, but I mean, but remember, she doesn't work with rappers or anything. All she does is go into clubs, and but even when you're working with the iPod, you still got to bring that shit in, right? Because you just can't say new record. I mean, her flow is good. I mean, like I said, I'm not a Paris Hilton fan, but her flow is good. her flow is really good.
Let me ask you guys something. Are they still cutting and scratching? You know, what? Do they still do that shit?
The real ones.
Yes.
The real ones.
I mean, come on,
that's
so
80.
That is
so
fucking 80.
No, that is so DJ. That is the way it's done.
Yeah,
that is not so 80. That's real DJ work.
Matter of fact. Ms.
How can you know what, Randy? How the hell are you gonna call that so 80s when DJ's been doing that forever?
Yeah, but
you know what? Let me.
You know what's funny?
Nothing. I mean, shit.
You know what's funny? Like all the old school real hip hop people, they gain more praise and respect overseas than they do here. I mean, Public Enemy, all these great groups from the past,
Grandmaster Flash,
they're making more than money. Yeah, they
Millie
all,
Mel,
they adore them over there, overseas.
Because they still spin. And, I mean,
exactly.
That's the whole thing. They still spin vinyl, and they travel with their vinyl. I mean, like I said, my other half is a DJ, and he travels with vinyl. And believe it or not, the real DJs, the reason why you probably not finding vinyl, because the real DJs have their shit sent to them. Believe me, when shit is cut in the studio, they know who the real DJs are. And I'm serious,
okay.
They know who they are, because when he gets his vinyl, he has all his vinyl. And he has brand new vinyl. So, yeah, it's still out there, and it's still cut. As a matter of fact,
the reason why it exists.
When, well, on top of that, if you ever listen, if you hear the performers who are out there, they'll still say they cut an album. You very seldom hear somebody say they cut a CD because they have to cut the album first. The album has to be cut before they even put anything on CD.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because if it's not DJ ready, remember, the DJs still make or break them.
Okay.
And if they go into a club, remember, they got to be able, if anything they're trying to break down, you got to have a DJ who could pull that shit up real quick, and only DJs can do that. Real DJs don't walk around with iPods.
No.
Oh my God! I mean, I never even thought of it that way. I mean, I mean, I've been going to clubs and stuff. I mean, the last time I saw DJ music, I mean, music was my 30th class reunion. He didn't even use records.
Oh wow!
He did not use records. We were playing all 80s stuff, all 80s music from when we went to high school with mostly 80s stuff, and he didn't even have vinyl.
That's sad.
That's fucked.
Wow.
Then he wasn't a DJ.
I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you.
I mean, I've got a couple of DJs that I follow and they follow, and they do, one of them is a heavy mix, and it's Pantera, Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's, and she, and they go from here in America to Germany, Japan, and I mean all over, and Japan and Germany, France, I mean they
DJ
love
Starlet, if you ever look at who I follow, DJ Starlet, DJ Starlet spins vinyl. She's out of Cali, and she does vinyl. And she, actually, she's booked more overseas than anything else because of that. And she's out of L.A., but she spends vinyl.
You know, after listening to this, I'm gonna take it back about being all 80s. I'm going to take that back, seriously.
You need to.
Because,
see, we getting on you about that. You need to, because, see, we had to school you.
Exactly.
We had to school
you. I'm a little surprised
he
didn't know that.
Back.
I am a little surprised he didn't
know that.
Because Randy knows everything.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Know that.
Yeah. I'm shocked. Well, see, live and learn. See, you learn something new every day.
Damn.
Most of the time, anyway. See, now you know. As G.I. Joe said, knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
And that's one to grow on, like NBC. Yeah.
I do have one question.
Why the fuck is Barbie a Girl Scout? That's what I got to ask. Why the hell is they letting that hoe become a Girl Scout? She ain't did. And they give her a Girl Scout badge to go with it.
Who are you talking about?
Barbie.
Barbie don't. It's not real.
She's a Girl Scout now. They got a badge for her now.
Oh,
and the Girl Scouts are earning a damn badge.
That's
right. That's it, my exact same feeling. She's
that's
a hoe. She is no role model.
No.
Her body is right. Her body is in proportion right.
Yeah.
And
you
on
don't
top
got
of that,
back.
The walking ironing board. The legs.
Imagine
my
Barbie
whole...
got back.
That's their Mixed Life's next LP. He'd be coming out. So what you were trying to say, Greg? You were trying to say something?
I actually have a question for Miss V.
Oh, okay.
Just to get back on... a favorite of the show. Miss V put me in and asked, and James and Randy put me in the V spot.
Oh.
Why would I want to go to the V spot tonight?
Especially with 6 minutes left.
No. No. We'll go to the V spot next week.
Okay, there you go.
Tonight. Oh,
she
shut
that down real quick.
I just wanted to ask and mention the V spot because we normally do that on Tuesdays.
Yeah, you know what? We got Malaysia Airlines going on, fucking terrorists.
Yeah. We got lots.
Disappearing airplanes, another the same airline that shut down. That's,
I ain't going to lie. I'm thinking more and more that that plane is in the hands of somebody. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it crashed. I think that, remember when initially they were saying that there was a way to turn that radar and stuff off, but still fly that plane?
Mm.
And I'm thinking more and more from what happened this past week.
That plane was shot down, period.
Boom.
I ain't talking about the plane last week. I'm talking about the other plane. I think that plane wasn't shot down. That plane is sitting
in
somebody's...
Oh, the one in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, the plane that even tattooed for Fast the Island didn't see. Yeah, that one.
Ain't in the Indian Ocean. That
plane, where is it?
After them shooting down this plane this week, it makes me think that they may have the other plane. I'm just saying.
And it is the same airline. A lot of people...
Yeah.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
Within 3 months, they've had two major tragedies happen. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, no, the plane might be in the hands of somebody.
Maybe.
I don't think it's in the ocean.
I, you know what? I would not, be surprised.
And I'm not a big conspiracy. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. It's looking more like maybe that plane didn't just disappear. I think it's in the hands of somebody. Now, who has it, I can't say, but it's looking more like it might be in somebody's hands. Okay.
If not, it went by the way of Amelia Earhart.
You know what?
They still haven't found that out. I mean, come on, it's been about the 30s and shit.
But she flew over the Bermuda Triangle, and any and everybody who knows about the magnetic field over that area, the possibility of disappearing there is very great. You have regular commercial airlines that disappear over the Bermuda Triangle because of the magnetic field that's over.
Yeah.
And that's not conspiracy. That's the truth. It's that area with that magnetic field that's going on.
It trucks up with your compass and all that shit.
Yeah, it messes with everything. So that one... I don't even consider that. I don't consider her conspiracy. I consider that magnetic field fucked up some shit and she crashed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Big time.
But
crazy.
In the case of the Malaysian Airlines flight, you know, since we ain't had no damn reports of the UFOs flying over sucking up shit, I'm saying that I think it might be in somebody's hands.
I think
and like I said, I'm not big on conspiracies, but I'm thinking that maybe, with us having a minute and a half left, that that pilot was working for someone and it was taken over. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be used as a weapon. I think it's going to reappear as a weapon. And not a good one.
Yep. On the first one, yes.
I think
second one, yeah.
Well, you know what happened.
I think we beat that.
I think the second one they meant to do that to and couldn't figure out how to do it and figured they'd get rid of it.
They fucking shoot it down. Fucked up.
Okay, we got a minute left, and you know,
yeah.
Let me do my quick close out, everybody. You know,
yes.
We've got Sarah Patrick coming on next week. We got the following week, CJ Strong. We're going to reschedule Tory Lane, but you know what? We love her. You know, things happen, and we had a good conversation. Make sure you guys listen back on Thursday for Ask Miss V Sports, where we talk about sports, and what sports for a little bit of sex. And we will be talking about some of my favorite subjects, and James going to do his homework and listen.
I got to find that worst gift ever,
Until next week, we will talk to you guys later.
Adios.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody. See you, everybody. Peace out. Yes. Mix this one. Yeah.
Great.